Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So I was really appreciative that she had invited me over for lunch, and I thought that this was really a good next step. And as I sat down and, you know, we ordered our food, the worst imaginable moment for me was as she, you know, looked at me and I thought we were about to have this really productive conversation. She said, "I just want you to know that you're a bitch."
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Rini Cavallari once again. She's the founder, CEO, and chief instigator at Aspire. She's the author of six books, and most recently, she published Head Trash. She also featured previously on Broken Bulbs on episode 59. So if you want more Rini, which I know you will, go and check that out as well. But she also mixed up friendship and work, and it led to some unfortunate circumstances, as I'm sure you could tell by the title. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Rini Cavallari, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Sure am.
All right, so let's talk about you sitting down for lunch with a former employee and a friend of yours for them to tell you that you'd been a terrible boss. Fill me in, like, what was the lead up to this? Because I'm assuming you didn't be a terrible boss on purpose.
No. Well, it was such a difficult, challenging time. I had hired someone 6 months before who had been a friend and a peer at a previous company that I had worked at. And when I brought her over, we were, you know, really excited. We had done great work together at the previous company, and we were doing quite a bit of sales, marketing, and strategic work. And, you know, a lot of that has a lot of collaboration. And so we had really great collaborative skills and rapport together. And then as time went on, you know, her work style was very different than mine. And it also, you know, I was the boss, and we were no longer really peers, even though in my mind, I saw it as a peer relationship. It felt really bad for Evelyn. And anyway, she, you know, at the end of 6 months, I had had this situation where my boss had come to me and said, "This person, Evelyn, is not effective. What are you doing about this?" And he's the COO of the company. And I, of course, we had had ongoing conversations, and I had been trying to coach her. And it really had come to a point where she needed to leave. And so I had sat down and we parted ways. And it was awkward, and I felt terrible. I felt like I had failed because, you know, she had left a job to come work with me. And you know, yet I had wished her well. We had done the right thing in terms of a package to help her get on her feet. I gave a reference, and she found a new job. It all seemed to be awkward, but it was okay. And then one day I felt so relieved because the phone rang. And it was Evelyn, and she had invited me to lunch at a hotel that she was working at as a director there. And I went over for lunch, and I was really excited because I really believe, like, you always want to be clean with people, like make sure that your relationships are on a good ground, you know, like the things aren't all discombobulated or stressed out. And sometimes they just need time. So I was really appreciative that she had invited me over for lunch. And I thought that this was really a good next step. And as I sat down and, you know, we ordered our food, the worst imaginable moment for me was as she, you know, looked at me and I thought we were about to have this really productive conversation. She said, "I just want you to know that you're a bitch." And I was like moved in my chair, like, oh my gosh, like this is the worst word. Personally for me, that word symbolizes a lot of things that I don't like and wouldn't want to be. And so it was really personal. And it was really said with a lot of cruelty. Like it all of a sudden dawned on me, oh, we're not here to resolve and move forward and find a new, you know, relationship. You're here to settle the score and to really express your anger towards me even more than in that last conversation that we had had. I knew in that moment, Alex, that there wasn't really a lot that I could do, that she was totally on the disconnected side of her emotional brain. And I was over there too. And because sometimes people drag us right on over there. I had come into the meeting on the connected side. And I don't know about you, but sometimes other people's trash gets dumped on you. And, you know, there are moments where if two people are both in a if you're in a conflict and you're both on the disconnected side of your emotional brain, you can't get to resolution. Someone has to be on the connected side. That's why, you know, like if you've ever had, you know, an argument with a partner or you go on and on and on and on, it's because both people on the disconnected side, no one's trying to resolve. Everyone's trying to prove their point. And so I literally said, you know, thank you very much. And I got up and I walked, you know, I walked away. And it really was a big learning experience for me in so many ways. You know, I certainly hadn't prepared myself accordingly. And not that I could have done a lot differently, because at least I did come to understand that this is how she felt. But I also learned a lot about what it's like hiring a peer or a friend. And the challenges that go with that. And I can assure you, I didn't do that again over the following 20 years because I knew that the dynamic would change and it makes it very difficult. And it gives me a lot of empathy for people who are friends who become business partners or who are friends and they're working together in a new environment. And they have a different, difficult dynamic. I think the other thing I really learned through this experience was that I hadn't been clear with expectations. I wanted it to be as easy as it was in the previous relationship. And so I hadn't really done what a boss should do, which is reset and say, well, let's talk about what the expectations of the job are and how you see the job and, you know, what should our new designed alliance be? What rules do we want to respect with one another moving forward? And when you do that up front, then you decrease the emotional stress. And what happened in that situation over 6 months is she fell out of alignment with me. And I kept trying to fix it. And really what I needed to do was go back and fix the way I had started it, which was to set expectations together, to not be in this mentality of, well, you know what's expected, why aren't you doing it? And I would have been more of a coach if I didn't know her, but I knew her skill set. So I just kept backing away and then it got to be too big.
It's interesting how you talk about the importance of establishing those relationships and having conversations about expectations. Because I know having worked on teams and run teams and been in situations where I'm bringing other people onto my project, it is a huge thing to say, just so we're clear, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is what you're doing. And I think that's really huge. And it shows that you learned your lesson in how you decided to move forward with it and how you decided to take that as a lesson and sort through that in your own time based on the results and the situation that you'd been in previously. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to tell us how things are going now. Feel free to brag a little bit and tell us where we can find you and your work.
Well, I'll say one thing is for sure. Evelyn taught me to be a really compassionate leader, like to err on compassion. And it has served me. And it is a great gift that I will always value because of that experience, because I knew that I had hurt another person. It might not have been my intention, and it was my impact. And for someone to be that angry, it really imprinted on me that as a leader, I need to be better at really understanding how this other person is feeling. And it doesn't mean that it makes them right or that their behavior is acceptable. It just helped me to understand how can I be more effective. And when you move from love, I believe that that's really at the root of any really significant success, is that you move from love. And so for me, it's about Head Trash, The Leading Killer of Human Potential, my new book. It's number 6. And so I'm really excited about that. And it actually hit number 1 on Amazon. So that was exciting news and continues to do well. So thank you, everyone who's purchased it. And for those who don't have it, you can purchase it, obviously, on Amazon, or you can also get it through myheadtrash.com. And that is a website. You can sign up for the VIP there. So you can buy the book through there and it'll just take you to Amazon. And more importantly, you can also get tons of tools at myheadtrash.com/VIP. And you sign up for VIP and you get access to things. We have new, podcasts coming out, like Head Trash and Leadership and Head Trash and Parenting. And so lots of resources to help people, because when we help each other with our head trash, we experience joy in our life.
That is awesome. And I'm going to have links to all of that down in the show notes, because who doesn't want to experience a little bit more joy, right? So with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be here.
And thank you for listening. Move from love and set healthy expectations. I reckon this advice can work in any relationship, whether personal or work-related. Communicate. Get on the same page, ideally before someone gets hurt. Special thank you to Rini for joining me once again and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out the rest of her work, including Head Trash, which I've linked down in the show notes. And like I said, if you want more Rini, check out episode 59 of Broken Bulbs. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think might get something out of it. Remember, we're aiming for 10,000 downloads an episode this year. It's a lot, I know, but hey, let's shoot for it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.